History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick reminder about sports talk today. Very special guest could be in the huddle. Saints legendary defensive end Cam Jordan is going to be on to talk about the offseason, the upcoming season, and his pickleball tournament. Cam Jordan today at 4:20 here on Saints Radio WWL. And we got company in the studio. It's nice to have company. And Miss Sandra Herman's here, President and CEO of the Celebrate Canal Coalition, who has been with us before, and we don't get a lot of company. So it's nice to see you, and thanks for visiting.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Tell me about the Celebrate Canal Coalition. What is all that about?
Well, it's a citizen-led initiative, and I came here to talk with you. I think you were my first interview, and you were so nice and friendly and encouraging. So,
well, I love Canal Street, and I love the city. Matter of fact, let me interrupt for one second, because I want to bring the audience in on the Okunard Jeweler Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. Don't ever text and drive, please, because we'll send Tim after you if you do. 504-260-1870. If you have any questions about Canal Street, concerns about Canal Street, or maybe you want to share one of your fondest Canal Street memories, I'd love to share those with the audience. I'm sorry, Sandra. I just wanted to get that in.
So that's okay. A little over a year ago, I attended a meeting, and just to review, Michael Heck was talking about how great New Orleans was going to be during this year. And one of the ladies raised her hand and said, what are we going to do about Canal Street? And he said, it's going to take a citizen-led initiative to get anything done. So having spent 20 years in state government and organizing projects like this, I successfully went to the legislature and got an authorization of $83 million to do projects around the Atchafalaya, built welcome centers, parks, those kinds of things. So I thought, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I know how to bring people together. And so we formed our initiative. We actually kicked it off August the 14th of last year. So in 1 year, we have sponsored many public events. I decided to do this in two parts. One part is getting families and friends back to Canal Street to feel comfortable. So we had our Windows on Canal art initiative.
Tell people what that was.
We hired local artists to design installations to put above these buildings that would talk about the history of the building. So, and of course, we had our favorite dog, Scrim. The storyline is he is going down Canal Street. He meets one of the critters that New Orleans is famous for, and he learns about the history of the building. So we did. In fact, there's one more month left that people can still come down and see those wonderful installations. Now, some of these are 16 feet tall and 20 feet wide. You see them from the street, and they're just beautifully done.
Extending from where to where, Sandra?
We have seven buildings. So we actually, this program is from the river to all the way to the interstate.
Okay, to Claiborne Avenue.
And so, yes, and so that is part of my program. And we had kids scavenger hunts and turned out lots of parents with kids. We had an architecture tour where we took people hop on a bus at the top, and we parked in the middle of one block, looked across the street, heard from John Williams and Ryan Bordenave about the amazing stories of those buildings. It was sold out, and so we're going to continue to do those once the weather cools down. And so we've got a lot of things planned to keep people coming back to Canal Street. And top of mind, this has to be restored. This has to be brought back. And so now we're starting our public meetings. We have one tonight, public safety. It's at the Hyatt Centric. And we have DA Jason Williams telling us how they are bringing crime down using technology. And I love that. The whole idea is, you've got all of New Orleans to protect, but use technology to identify where the crime is actually taking place. So they started doing that, and they've gone into these areas, found the all-night bars and gas stations, shut them down. The crime is gone from the neighborhood. They are brought back ball games and in the nearby parks. This is just an example of how you can use technology to help bring crime down. In fact, the crime stats are amazing mm-hmm. right now for New Orleans.
They really are.
Yeah.
Especially if you take out, and again, in no way am I trying to minimize this at all, but if you take out the New Year's Day anomaly, and again,
yes.
I'm not trying to minimize any of that,
right.
but the numbers would be even more extraordinary.
Yes.
Tell me, for people that don't remember, let's talk a little bit about the history of Canal Street, because I can remember being a little bitty kid. And the only thing I could compare it to with that big, I think it was a Canadian Club sign, if I remember correctly, was Times Square. It reminded me of like New Orleans' version of Times Square. Am I off base there?
No, that's exactly right. We had the widest street in the country. We had the big shopping department stores, D.H. Holmes, Maison Blanche. And so when I was putting this together, I would just randomly ask people, did you ever go to Canal Street, and they would say, oh, my goodness, my mama dressed us up, my grandma. We'd start at Krause's. Krause's was big in everybody's memory because I think that's where the bus let everybody off. And, of course, they had the material people used to sew back then. And so they'd start at Krause's. They would walk up and down, pardon me, the street, store window shopping. They remember getting lunch at a counter. One guy told me, yeah, I remember I ordered from the kids' menu little Red Hen chicken. Mm. I mean, the memories. And you know what? When you really delve into it, it's the feeling. It's the walking down the street, seeing friends, feeling the energy of – and maybe that's the way Times Square is. And, of course, we studied
– You've been to Times Square.
Yes. Yeah. Now that it's fixed, we have a documentary of when back when it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
CD. We have a little video that says there were 6 felony arrests a day mm-hmm. in Times Square. So what they did is they started by restoring. They had a lot of old theaters that were being used for X-rated movies and porno movies.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful.
So they got Eisner, who was head of Disney at the time, to come and tour their oldest theater, and he did. And they said, we want you to restore this. He said, I'll do it under 2 conditions. Number one, you guarantee me my people, my employees will be safe. And number two, you'll surround us with family-oriented stores. And
like
they
the
M&M
shop,
that.
For example,
yeah.
right?
And yeah.
Hershey's
so that's what we're looking at. You know, so again, the memories are so intense about people in Canal Street. And I just knew this will be a success, the main reason why the people want it. And we have a citizen-led initiative. No one's in here to make a big payday. Everybody's in for the good of New Orleans.
Organic is what I'm thinking,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. So I'm a very lucky person. I start something like this and teams of people come in to help that have great ideas. So we're pulling together ideas about, you know, where do you start? We have blocks 600 to 1,000 that have the great older buildings that are, you know, really well done. We're going to start with clusters of projects on either end. Down there by the Sanger, from the Sanger all the way to the bridge, we need to upgrade that. And I want that to be a family theme. I want to restore the Lowe's Theater. I'd like to make a children's theater there. I'd like to surround it with Lego stores and those types of things, Disney store. And incidentally, Disney's coming through with an exhibit that they're touring around the country next March of Princess and the Frog, which is about Leah
right.
Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'd like to do something with Disney. On the other end, down towards the river, there's a cluster of properties and lots that we can come up with some projects. We need to go big. We need to have 5 major projects at one time all being designed and built together. Because you can do one project at a time. It will take decades, and the buildings are deteriorating. Mm-hmm. This has to be serious. And once you show that New Orleans and the state is ready to actually do something big, we're one of the last cities to revitalize their Main Street. Once they see this critical mass, it will bring in the developers and investors from around the country. So we've given ourselves a timeline of next May to get all of this done, and a package deal where we have incentives. You know, our governor has given huge incentives to Meta to build that plant in Richland Parish. $600 million to a car plant in Donaldsonville. This is New Orleans. This is Canal Street. We're the engine for the rest of the state. So I think it will not be difficult, but everyone needs to work together. This needs to be everybody from the stakeholders, the public, the citizens. It's got to be a unanimous pull to make it happen.
We need to take a break. Let me tell you what I love about you.
Okay.
Is that I often preach that nothing just happens. I don't care if it's setting up chairs at a PTA meeting. I don't care if it's donuts at a 12-step meeting, whatever it is. Nothing just happens.
That's
people
right.
need to do it, and you have to have a vision to do it.
That's right.
You seem to me to be a lady who knows that.
Yes.
And also has a vision, mm-hmm. not just a vision, but knows how to take the steps to get from here to there. Am I reading you right?
You're correct.
I think
Thank
so.
You, Tommy.
We'll take some more. We'll take your text at 504-260-1870, your Canal Street memories, and we'll try to get some details on what Canal Street could look like. And I would ask you also on that Oakland Art Jeweler talk and text line at 504-260-1870, what would you like to see Canal Street look like? Because having been to New York, and it's been a while now, but Times Square is just as family-friendly as it possibly could be, and attracts gosh knows how many thousands of people, so you would think we could do the same thing here. You would think. 922 back in the flash, talking about Canal Street. Tommy Tucker with Sandra Herman, President and CEO of the Celebrate Canal Coalition, back in a flash. Having an interesting hour, 928 now, talking to Sandra Herman, having some in-studio company, which is nice. She's the President and CEO of the Celebrate Canal Coalition. We're talking off the air, and I think it's amazing the way you said it, Sandra, about ideas. How did you phrase it?
If money were no object, what would you like to see on Canal Street? Because we are now in the phase where we're trying to come up with new ideas. People are bored with just going shopping. We know we need upscale retail, but we want experiential stores and events. So we want everyone to just put in their ideas, and we're going to be spending the next couple of months, 2 or 3 months, putting together these ideas and putting the financing packages, getting the supporters. It's going to happen. We're just excited.
And going to the nothing just happens concept, you got to think big. You can't mm-hmm. rule anything out. Somebody texted in here, and I'd like you to address this. They said, let's be New Orleans. Let's certainly not imitate NYC. Yuck. But first of all, I don't think everything New York does is bad. I think that is so wrong when it comes to, and I'm not trying to criticize the listener. I'm glad you sent this in. But I just think from a conceptual standpoint, it's so off base because you can't rule it out because New York City does it, nor can you say it's got to be uniquely New Orleans, right?
Oh, I think it will be uniquely New Orleans. I mean, but we do – what I love, too, are the ideas for lighting up the architectural buildings. New York City uses lighting very
– History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Very, very well. And that goes along with the public safety, too. The more lighting you have, the better. But yes, we want to, there will always be a New Orleans twist to everything we do.
Somebody says, I know we have Riverwalk, but I always thought Canal Street could be revitalized as an outlet mall. Again, thank you for texting. For my opinion, that would be the last thing I'd want to see. Thoughts?
Right. We do, as I mentioned.
And I thank you for texting in. I'm not criticizing your opinion. I'm just saying my opinion.
Keep those ideas coming in. But no, we want it to be We want you to stroll again, do window shopping, and there will be some good stores. But no, we have outgrown the shopping bug. We now want, you know, stores and places that where people can go in, kids can have experience something, whether it's VR, virtual reality, illuminations, just a lot of fun things. And by the way, one of the things we want to do is to have a green space where we can do outdoor concerts down there on that end where the family events will take place. So
almost like a World Fair amphitheater kind of thing that was on the river. Do you remember that remote?
No, something like what goes on at Lafayette Square.
Oh, okay, I got you. Like the Wednesdays at the Square thing?
Yeah.
Which is certainly a great event.
Somebody
texted in, I have a physician friend that's heavily involved in real estate, and you should see his eyes light up when he talks about parking spaces.
Oh.
This man is passionate about parking spaces like nobody else because I guess he grasps the value of them.
Yes.
How big of a challenge is that, Sandra, when it comes to parking and attracting people to Canal Street?
Parking is huge. We've got to do some well-designed parking that is affordable, and parking garages are part of it. Now, we can do parking garages that have stores on the first two floors, but there's a lot of empty space down at that end near the Sanger, near where Lowe's Children's Theater will be. So I envision parking garages as part of the future. But they have to be well-designed, and they have to have the appropriate stores.
Give me some ideas of things that you've heard or thoughts of what it might look like in terms of appropriate stores. I'm trying to envision this.
Well, on the family end, it would have.
Now, by family end, we're talking from the Sanger to Claiborne or the other
yes.
way?
Yes.
Yeah, Sanger to
Claiborne. Okay. Not all the way to Claiborne. Part of that is the bio district.
Okay.
But there's enough property there to do a lot of meaningful things. Legos, Disney stores, we're right now gathering those ideas as well as the green space. I'm open. I want to hear and we heard yesterday virtual reality stores. But yes, we have to have parking. I want to do some parking in the middle of the street as well. The other end has parking, but there can be a cluster of stores at the other end. You have Canal Place. Down there you have the Four Seasons, Canal Place, the casino. We need upscale shopping down at that end. I'm heartbroken about the Palace Cafe, mm-hmm. hoping that they will work out a compromise to keep that cafe there. It's just so much a part of Canal Street.
Ian McNulty and I were talking about that on Friday, and a question mm-hmm. that popped into my mind is Canal Street, remembering it as I did from being a little kid, as being the Times Square, right, in New
yes.
Orleans and the big neon signs and so
yes.
forth.
Mm-hmm.
How did it get to where it is today? How did that happen? Because I think that's part of keeping it, bringing it back and keeping it from regressing again, right?
Yes, well, this happened all over the country. The big department stores, Maison Blanche, D.H. Holmes, they all go out to the malls. And that happened around the turn of the century. And when there's a vacuum, the T-shirts, the souvenirs, the liquor stores fill that vacuum. And so that's how – and then people just gave up on it. And a year ago, all I heard were negative comments, crime, decay, why you want to get involved in Canal Street. That has changed in a year. Now people are excited about it. And we have to demand that we have upscale. And critical mass will bring the big players in. And, you know, people say, where will the money come from? There's enough money out there. There is enough money to do Canal Street. Top of the line. There's billionaires, there's foundations, there's money out there. We can't think small. This has got to be big. It's got to be breathtakingly big. So we're in it to hear the big ideas. And, you know, some people that have moved here from New York recently, businessman, I won't give his name. He says, the problem with New Orleans, and I love, they don't think big enough.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I've been in the big cities. They know how to do it big. You can't let dollar numbers scare you.
And that's what I was trying to say before, I guess, in my own clumsy way. I think sometimes we hold ourselves back by thinking, well, no, it's too big. It's not this. It's not that. It's not, quote, genuinely New Orleans, but that's not the case at all, right?
Right, right.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you is two questions. First of all, you reminded me of one, so I'm going to get to it right now. What is it about Canal Street that really struck a chord with you that made you, because you're an accomplished woman, you don't have to do this. What is it about Canal Street that lit a fire within you and made you want to get involved doing this?
Well, I love a challenge. I've spent my life working, and I've been retired for the past 15 years, worked with the ballet. I've been president of various organizations. But when I heard that, it's going to take a citizen-led initiative. And I started talking to people. And I remember my eighth grade class. Mm-hmm. I'm going to admit, you know, to you, and you already know, I graduated from grammar school, the eighth grade, in 1960. Our class trip was to New Orleans. And I can,
really?
Yes. And I can
remember.
And it was
from North Louisiana, right, or not?
No, this was actually in Pineville. I was living in Pineville at the time, center of the state. So,
well, to me, it's North Louisiana.
Right. I graduated from high school in Monroe.
Okay.
But Pineville, and we rode buses down there, and of course we went to the dock, and all the Chiquita bananas were coming in. That was an event. But then we walked down Canal Street, and there was just something about walking down Canal Street, and I heard people speaking a foreign language for the first time in my life, and I felt like I was in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
But just hearing from locals, especially. You know, one of the announcers on one of the TV shows the other morning said, yeah, my grandma, I used to go with her, and she would tell me, now sit over there. I'm going to go look at the foundations. Now, of course, we know that was the proper word for underwear. When women said, I'm going to be looking at foundations, you behave yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He remembered, you know, people will have the most interesting memories of Canal Street. It was that important to people. And when people say, what do you want to bring back? The feeling, that pride, that energy of walking down the street, seeing your friends, having people enjoying themselves. And by the way, that's the number one way to prevent.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crime is when there are a lot of people enjoying themselves and having a good time. The drug dealers go somewhere else. The crime, the gang people, you know, it all goes away.
I think Krause's was a store with a mezzanine. I think that's where I learned what a mezzanine was. I might have that wrong. People will correct me if I'm wrong, but I had no idea what a mezzanine was.
Right.
Jordan Fiegel in there. Jordan is a magna cum laude graduate. I wonder if he knows what. Jordan Fiegel, do you know what a mezzanine is? A mezzanine. Do you know what that is? It has no idea. No, it's a floor between floors,
right.
I think is what it is, right?
Right.
Yes. Let's take a break. We'll come back, continue the conversation with Sandra Herman, President and CEO of the Celebrate Canal Coalition. We're taking your ideas for what you would like to see Canal Street turn into, 504-260-1870. And one other thing I think that is interesting, what you talked about is, I don't know if you want to call it a force multiplier, but how it's important that five of these things go on at one time.
Exactly.
Because otherwise it takes forever. We'll also talk about financing and cooperation from state and the government. I think Billy Nungess is going to be there tonight or not?
He's going to be there August 1st.
Tonight
is Jason Williams.
Mm-hmm. So we'll continue the conversation when we come back. I love the way Sandra Herman thinks, President and CEO of the Celebrate Canal Coalition. I was walking around when the Super Bowl was here, and I just thought it was delightful. Just, you know, sometimes we get so involved with ourselves, we forget what we have here with the riverfront and with Canal Street. And that's as it is now. Mm-hmm. So if you can let yourself imagine what it could be. And we'll also talk about the future of the city, where I think that could be really an anchor and a major resurrection point for the city. 9:39, 21 till 10, traffic now, WWL. 9:46, 14 till 10, never enough time with Sandra Herman, President and CEO of the Celebrate Canal Coalition. But you know, you have an open invitation whenever you want to stop by. Tell me what's underway now as it relates to Canal Street.
Right now, we have a Canal Street scavenger hunt that's sponsored by New Orleans Magazine, from the 1st to the 31st, and at Celebrate Canal, or you can go to the New Orleans Magazine Instagram, and also our website, CelebrateCanal.com. We want to get everybody's email addresses so we can send our monthly newsletter and you can keep up with what's going on. But this scavenger hunt, we gave them 20 places on Canal Street, and you go and you take your picture. For example, under the Adler's clock, you have to take a picture. A picture by the ferry, at Cafe Beignet, at the Sanger, at Meet a Rubenstein, I put. So you have to go in the store, get your picture taken with one of the Rubensteins. I kidded
awesome.
With them. I said, there's always one of y'all here. Uh-huh. And they loved it. So, and people are turning them in, and it's, and there are prizes, for the people that do more than 10. I want somebody to do all 20. You know, it's only a mile long. Mm-hmm. And those that do a 20 or that do the most will get a cash prize of $1,000. But those that are above 10 will get their names in a drawing, and they have a free night at Rubenstein Hotel, two nights at the Sheraton with access to VIP. There's a cooking lesson at the Ruby Slipper for their beignets and biscuits. I think that's pretty much it, but lots of prizes, and then the cash prize. So get out there and take picture of yourself on Canal Street.
See, what I think is so great about that is it goes back to what I was saying about during the Super Bowl walking around. I mm-hmm. think we forget what we have here because we get isolated in our own neighborhoods or whatever it is, or we get busy with work. Maybe you're working from home, whatever is going on, but you forget what a resource, what an asset Canal Street is. And
yes.
What there is to enjoy there.
And with our big major projects, we want to link pedestrian-wise to both ends. We want you to be able to walk freely and comfortably from the river all the way to Claiborne. And so that the streetscaping will be very, very important.
And anything else that's going on that you want to mention?
We have not just the public safety tonight, but on August the 1st is our quarterly meeting with the Lieutenant Governor. On the 13th, we'll be talking about beautification and streetscaping, and they call it placemaking. On the 27th of August, we'll be talking about transportation and parking. And on September 17th, we'll be talking about retail. And another one of our free events we're finalizing now, the first Saints regular home game. We're doing Celebrate Canal and Celebrate the Saints at the Saint Hotel on
awesome.
Canal Street. So you'll go there. You'll have a mimosa, a Bloody Mary. It's a noon game. So we'll have a brass band. We'll get you in the mood to go to the game. So we're doing lots of – all of this is free and open to the public, everything we've done so far. And people are really feeling more comfortable about bringing their families back to Canal Street.
I think people forget about the walkability of the city as well. You know, one thing I was thinking of as we talk here, I like to put something innocuous on when I work out because I don't want to have to pay a lot of attention to it. But I find these shows on YouTube about stores that aren't here anymore, and I know it's America and one company buys the other, buys the other, buys the other, buys the other. But there are so many companies that used to be in existence that have been gobbled up. Does that make the challenge even harder of finding different people that are willing to invest in Canal Street and revitalize because there aren't that many companies left?
Right. Well, but they have plenty of money. Plenty of money.
Well, they have plenty of money. That's true.
And they can be presented with an opportunity. And hopefully once one big one comes in, for example, what I'd like to see at the Customs House is some big – if you walk in there, it is museum ready. Mm. And we were looking at bringing in – it's got to be a big corporate. Maybe Meta owes us an office staff down here. And we just learned yesterday that the AT&T building in Dallas has a museum in their lobby that's interactive, and then the corporate offices are around it. There are just unlimited numbers of ways that we can get people back on Canal Street, even the big ones. We want all sizes, and that's the way you make a successful
street. You mentioned tax credits, and I'm fiscally conservative, as are most people, but that's going to have to be a part of this, is it not?
Yes.
Because it's a competitive atmosphere with the rest of the country.
Right. But there are ways to package, for example, the restoration, the $10 million, $12 million restoration of the Joy Theater was put together entirely by five or six major companies putting in. That's how they invest in oil wells. That's how they invest in movies. You know, so no one takes one big hit.
Right.
They have lots of ways to put the packages together, and we have really good experts that are doing that thinking right now for us.
Biggest hindrance, if you had to name one or two, would be what?
Well, here's what I'm going to say.
Challenges. Let me call it a challenge.
Yeah. This is what I'm going to say. Every time someone, through my whole life, I'm incurably optimistic. And when someone asked me, I came down here and people said, look, we want you to be president of this group, this women's organization, because they all fight all the time. And I went in and I said, I'll be your president under this circumstance. No mean girls allowed, no fussing, no fighting, no arguing. I've been the president 12 years. They don't want to have another election because we're all diverse, but we all love each other and get along. Now, this project is going to require all of the major stakeholders, the key political people, the key business people, and the public to all be in favor and all support this. It's a challenge, but it's one I know how to do. I was able to, when I took that $83 million bill to the legislature, it went through four different committees, two natural resources and two finance committees, and the lower house and the Senate, I had not one single no vote. So I know how to bring the public together, but we all have to be positive and work together.
Amen. Tell me the website again real quick.
CelebrateCanal.com.
Thank you. A pleasure as always. God bless you and all the work you're doing. Okay.
Thank you, Tommy.
We'll talk to you again soon. 9:54, taking a break. We'll find out what Newell's got for us when we return on WWL.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.